show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Angela Yee.
How you feeling?
I'm all right out there.
Look, I got a letter from Rihanna today.
Did you get a letter from Rihanna? What did the letter say?
It says, thank you for your continued support. Love, Rihanna.
Wow.
Well, you know she has those Puma Fentis.
Oh, so she sent some slippers?
Yeah, but they're not my size.
Oh, give them here. We can get some money on eBay. They moving on eBay.
Are they really?
Hell yeah.
I was going to actually ask for my size.
What size they brought? They gave you?
Well, I wear a size 8 in women's, and I guess maybe they thought I wear... I don't know why they sent me a size, like a size 6.
Oh, give me those. We can make some bread. We do it right now. I'm serious.
Slow down, Envy.
You don't want to make this money?
What this got to do with you, first of all?
Us. This is us. We're in this together.
No, she didn't send you none.
Man, but this is, you didn't know anything about it. You was going to give it back.
Slow down.
We should split that. We can make at least
why
a stack.
Why would I split that with you? You did nothing.
I'm going to sell it, and I'm the one that put you on.
I can't stand a person that doesn't... Listen, no.
All right, I'm trying to show you how to get this money, honey. But you
no, you're trying to
money.
Show you how to get this money.
I was going to do it together. We're going to split it.
Why would I split it with you?
Because you didn't know anything about me. You know what? Forget
you know,
it.
You think I never heard of eBay?
Yeah, but I told you about it. You didn't even know
it
was out there
I have
hot.
An eBay account.
You didn't
As
know
a matter of fact,
out there.
5 seconds ago, I just posted about Father's Day on eBay.
Yeah, Father's Day is this Sunday. Did you get your father a gift
Sunday,
yet?
Did
you
get
your
dad a gift? Yes, off of eBay.
What'd you get him?
I got him a Sonos system. But thanks for ruining that, Envy.
Why did I ruin it?
Because he didn't know. It's not Father's Day yet. So stop asking me questions.
I don't know if he's listening or not.
Bye, boy, bye.
Well, it is Father's Day this Sunday. Make sure you get your dad a cool gift. Try to stay away from the ties and the coffee
Why?
Mugs.
Why? If your dad likes ties.
That's whack, because most of the ties that you get him are pretty whack. And
what?
They're really linty and woolly.
Don't you judge our listeners.
No, it's just that I did the same thing when I was a kid. I bought him a tie. I went to probably the cheapest store I can go to and buy a dollar tie, and my dad never wore it. Always stayed in the back of the closet.
See, now that sounds like a personal problem.
That happens to everybody.
I would never buy my dad a terrible tie. I would get him something very classy.
Same thing with a coffee mug.
But my dad doesn't wear ties, so why would I buy him a tie?
Exactly. Same thing with a coffee mug. The world's greatest dad. It's cool the first day, but nobody cares.
Wow. I thought it was a thought that counts.
It is. That's what they say. But, you know, think about something that he'll prefer.
All right. Well, my dad likes to listen to music, so that's why I thought that was a great idea.
Give him some Wu-Tang. The Wu-Tang CD comes out.
He has...
The old Wu-Tang CD and with the Wu-Tang phone posits. You get him that.
Let me tell you how cheap my dad is. My dad does not actually buy music. He goes to the library. Because did you know they have CDs in the library?
No.
So he goes to the library, he borrows CDs, and then he copies them onto his computer, and then he brings them back.
Okay, your dad is committing a crime. That's against the law.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You can go to the library and take out a CD.
Yeah, but then when you record it to your own device, that's against the law.
You can download music. I can share my music. I can give my dad a CD. I can email him songs. That's not illegal.
Right, but he's getting it from the library. That's against the law.
No, he's not illegally obtaining it.
Is he?
The CDs aren't in the library illegally.
All right. Where's your dad work again? Where does he live? We're gonna report it. That's against the law. You can't do that.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
Why is it? Tell me what law that is.
Copyright infringement law. You cannot do that.
Yes, you can.
Okay. All right. Well, shout out to Maine. I ran into your BFF, your best
BRF.
Friend, best rapper friend yesterday.
I just saw Maino posting. He was all over the gram just now.
Yeah, he has a new record out that's popping, and he's all over the clubs promoting it. And
is it the one with him? And, is it off of him and Uncle Murda's?
No, this is him by himself.
Oh, just him by himself. Okay.
And we were talking behind the scenes. Maino has knocked off a lot of chicks, a lot of industry chicks, a lot of actresses, a lot.
Does
of...
Does he want you to tell this?
You know what? Maybe not. Let's.
What is wrong with you this morning? You tried to take money out of my pocket.
That was our pocket. Go ahead.
Then you tried to send my dad to jail.
No, you did that.
And now you're snitching on Maino. What is going on with you?
Well, front page news is up next. What are
yes,
we talking
informant.
About?
Who are you telling on in front page news?
What are we talking about in front page
we
news?
We will talk about our President Barack Obama and what he has to say about Donald Trump. He came out strong against him and his dangerous Muslim ban that he is saying would be a great idea. Also, tragic story about a child who they cannot find. We'll tell you what happened.
All right. And also, Jessica White will be joining us. She's a model. I thought that was Jessica Rabbit, the porn star.
No, Jessica White. Her show just premiered last night on E!
Okay, so we'll kick it with her in a little bit as well. Keep it locked. Front page news is next. It's Jeremiah with We. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
That
Good
morning.
Was Jeremiah with We. Now, let's get in some front page news. Now, NBA, Cavs Warriors game 6 is tomorrow night in Cleveland.
Poor Warriors, man. The fact that you got to win another title in Cleveland, the basketball gods aren't always accurate, but at least you get the championship.
That's not going to happen. I think the Cavs are going to win this game.
Have the
well.
Private jets running, so as soon as we win, we can walk off the court and go right to the Jets and get right back to Oakland.
Now, let's talk about Obama. Seems like he went off on Trump.
Yes, he actually gave a soliloquy about Donald Trump and how dangerous his rhetoric is and his remarks after what happened with the deadly shooting in Orlando and his call for a ban on all Muslims from entering the country. Here is what President Barack Obama had to say about Donald Trump.
If there's anyone out there who thinks we're confused about who our enemies are, that would come as a surprise to the thousands of terrorists who we've taken off the battlefield. They know who the nature of the enemy is. There's no magic to the phrase radical Islam. It's a political talking point. It's not a strategy. But we are now seeing how dangerous this kind of mindset and this kind of thinking can be. We now have proposals from the presumptive Republican nominee for president of the United States to bar all Muslims from emigrating to America. Do Republican officials actually agree with this? Because that's not the America we want.
Remember when Donald Trump was saying that President Barack Obama, well, before he was president, that he was not an American citizen.
Right, and wanted his birth certificate and all that.
He wanted his birth certificate, mm-hmm. and he accused him of all kinds of things.
Listen, we're all immigrants, and you can't ban all Muslim Americans just because of the negative actions of one, okay?
And President Barack Obama said you're also driving people who are practicing Muslims to maybe perhaps want to join ISIS with remarks like this. You know, now, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are actually now deciding that they have to team up to fight together against a common cause.
They had a meeting last night. Mm-hmm. What did they talk about?
They just figuring that out?
I mean, I think we all agree that should have happened, but I don't know what was discussed yet. I just saw that they sat down, and really mm-hmm. the main issue here is we have to come together.
Yeah, unified. Now, let's talk about this alligator in Orlando.
Now, this is awful. A 2-year-old boy was attacked and dragged into the water by an alligator at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. This happened last night, and he is still missing this morning.
So you think?
They are actively looking for him. And the initial report came in about 9:16 last night. A Disney official said they are devastated
this
by
is crazy.
The event. Yeah.
Because I stayed at that resort when I took my kids there a couple of years ago. Now, that's a man-made lake that they have there. There should be no alligators there. Not with kids around. Definitely should be alligators. If it's a man-made lake and they made that, that shouldn't be
any. The family of
there.
Five is from Nebraska. They were relaxing. The alligator just attacked the boy. The father tried to get in the water. He jumped in and tried to get the kid from the gator, but he was not successful. His hands are all scratched up now. They alerted a lifeguard that was nearby, and they said the alligator was between 4 and 7 feet long.
Wait, Disney World ain't got no shooters? Where the people that killed Harumba, the gorilla? The people that killed the gorilla could have gunned that gator down.
I don't know if anybody was on standby for an emergency
with no guns like
this
that.
To happen.
And what the hell's going on in Orlando this week? Orlando, y'all having a terrible, terrible few days, okay?
I don't know.
Between the young lady, Kristen, what's her name, Grime?
Christina Grimmie,
and the shooting at Post Nightclub, and now gators just eating people at Disney World?
That's crazy. And what is going on with Sports Authority? Has anybody noticed that all the sports authorities are closing? Like, nobody's sitting there. They just all
are
closing.
Yeah, I think they did already announce that. That
really?
Actually has affected Under Armour stock.
Really?
Yeah, they did a whole entire report on it. And because that's a lot of where their sales come from. I think they said Dick's Sporting Goods isn't doing so well either.
Yeah. Boy, they got to stop putting them Steph Curry sneakers in the window of the stores, okay? If you stop putting them Steph Curry sneakers in the window of the stores, people will start to come in. They don't look appealing, okay?
You can't blame everything on the sneakers,
I'm
man.
Just saying, put something appealing in the window, all right?
I know
some of y'all like to wear them Steph Curry sneakers, but don't put them in the window of the store. It's not too attractive aesthetically.
All right.
Okay.
And that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. You need to get something off your chest. Maybe you had a bad night or a bad morning, and you just need to get something off your chest so you can have a wonderful, amazing, great day. Call us right now. 800-585-1051. We'll put you live on the air. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Hey, Shea Butter Twitter.
Why are you mad, mama?
I'm mad because my man's baby mother is always on me. She mad. Don't be mad at me because your baby father don't want you.
Why is she mad at you when she getting them child support payments every month?
Oh, but she's not, though, because my man take care of his baby, honey.
I thought you were about to say she don't, though, because my man don't pay his child support.
Bye, mama.
Bye.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, man, I'm calling from Orlando, man. Oh, man. It's Marv.
What's up, the hell Marv? Is going on in Orlando? What happened to my sweet, sweet place called Orlando?
Man, Charlemagne, I don't know, man. One of the victims was, like, a good friend of mine, too. I worked with him for, like, 3 years.
Man.
Crazy when something like that hits so close to home because, you know, you don't understand, like, how much you see somebody
right.
or how much you're with somebody. Until, you know, they're taken from you so fast.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your loss.
Yeah, that's
I know,
that's
man.
So sad,
terrible.
Bro.
And you know what's going to be the next tragic thing to happen to Orlando?
What's that?
Y'all going to re-sign Dwight Howard.
Ah, man, you're right. You're right, though. I'm a big basketball fan. I feel like he's coming back, and it's going to be sad too, man.
Damn. Pray
man.
For Orlando.
All right, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Hello, who's this?
Young Josh 93 out of Houston. What's going down, La Familia?
Young Josh.
We're not La Familia. I don't even know you.
What's up with me, Familia Josh?
We go way back, like LeBron hairline and stuff.
That's just going to steal my line in 2 seconds? Jesus Christ.
Six Figures, my new project. Y'all on it and everything. I got y'all on it. You know what I'm saying? Skits and stuff, man. I hope I don't get
Well,
seen.
Can we hear a little something? Go ahead.
She said, I hope
All right, look. My prayers go out to Orlando because folks was getting shot while I was trapping out the bando so I could be next. And that's why I don't rest. And Donald Trump running for president, the world is a mess. Is he going to speak about it? Because I ain't hear him say nothing yet. Are you rappers going to say something or y'all just going to flex? Man, I keep it 100 because I'm living a test. I'm thanking God every time he chooses to give me a breath. Innocent lives getting took and just watching his heart. And all Charlemagne want to do is fart on my bars. All this killing going on, dog, my eyes can't look. I hope I get to reach my dreams before my life gets took. Heavenly Father, if they not from you, then tell them don't bother no. Oh, Heavenly Father, if they try me, it's a hell of a problem. I'm a Breakfast Club spitter, never been a quitter. Flow so cold, get a sweater with a zipper. I've had people tell me I would never sell a million, but Jay-Z did too, and guess what? He sold a million. I put on for the fam. Look what I put on the gram. Shout out to Breakfast Club. Yeah, I'm still going ham. What you know about it? Young Josh, I'm so about it. I'm on cloud 9, and it's so cloudy. I'm in the hood
okay,
with the tools
Josh.
Like O'Reilly. Pour the lean right, in
Josh.
The mug, and it's no smiling.
Okay,
all
still
right, calling, yeah, I'm
Josh.
So
Josh, I can't
lie. He's flowing.
You lost me after the second ball when you said you was trapping out the bando after praying for Orlando.
You like though. He sound good.
Yeah, right.
Young Josh
good.
Sound
you can't
good.
Go be praying for somebody.
You can't front on Young Josh.
You can't pray all for right. Orlando and sell dope. And,
all right.
And then hope you don't get killed. It's better. You got a better probability of getting killed in the bando.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I want to apologize for being a little late this morning. I could not sleep last night for nothing. Like, you know, one of those moments where you just laying in the bed and you just had a lot on
did
your
you
mind.
Did you have sex or masturbate?
I did have sex. I had to tap my wife on the shoulder and ask if she wanted to fornicate, and I did have sex. And even after having sex, I could not sleep.
Really?
So it was just one of those nights you just lay in the bed and you talk to your wife about a whole abundance of things and until you fall asleep and don't realize you fell asleep.
Mm.
Yeah.
Man, let me tell you something. I never have a problem falling asleep.
Me neither.
As soon as I get my, I can't tell you the last
time. Yeah, me too.
I usually don't.
Right away.
And I didn't, I watched Inside the Label last night on BET. I watched Uncle Buck, the new Mike Epps show with Nia Long that came on ABC. And that was it. I just couldn't sleep last night.
Well, really?
Yes. Even after sex. And I had one of those super orgasms.
And you still couldn't sleep?
All my energy should have been gone.
Should have been
that.
Out of there.
I got them young legs still, baby.
Yeah.
All right?
Yuck.
Just nasty guy. Now, yeah, you told me you locked yourself out the
crib
yesterday?
Yeah, I actually got locked out of
that
my
sucks.
House yesterday, which was terrible because I had to go back out. I went home. I had to drop off some chandeliers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going back
in
my house.
Some chandeliers. You bought another chandelier?
One for the bathroom in the juice bar and another one for the main chandelier. There's
okay.
two of them.
All right.
So anyway, one of my friends has been staying with me and she has keys also. So we walked out of the house together. I'm thinking, all right, she has her keys. I'm carrying a
she
box.
She thought you had your key?
She just didn't bring her key either. So we were locked out and I had to wait about an hour to get back in the house. Now, my brother has keys to my house.
Oh, okay.
And my tenant has keys to my house.
Okay. So you lucky it didn't rain yesterday.
No, you know what I did? I went and had a drink.
That sounds like you. That is typical you.
That's
right
how
there.
You make lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah, have a drink with, like, with a shot vodka of some liquor.
And actually, I actually had a lemonade with muddled cranberries.
Okay.
And I started to do that last night. I started to take a drink since I couldn't sleep.
One shot to do that for you sometimes.
I thought about it, but I was like, nah.
Now, when we come back, rumors, what are we talking about?
Yes, we are going to talk about Snoop Dogg. He did a really sweet post. I didn't know he was married for that long, but we'll tell you what he had to say to his wife on his post. Also, we are going to talk about Twitter, find out what they just invested around $70 million in.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kevin Hart, his house got robbed of $500,000 worth of jewelry, watches, and clothes. Kevin Hart was in Miami. He was training. He came home Monday and he reported that theft. Now, there are surveillance cameras inside and outside, so cops are trying to figure out who could it have been. His house sits behind two security gates in a very exclusive neighborhood, so has to be some type of inside job.
I feel like, when I heard this yesterday, I feel like it was the Breakfast Club's fault.
When he talked about his watches.
Kevin Hart was here last week. He talked about how many watches he got in his crib. I wish we had the clip, but he talked about that last week. And I feel like we lined him up.
He said he buys a watch every time he does a big project.
But that's not, I only knew that because he said it before. That's not the only time.
That's the first time I ever heard that information.
The reason I asked it was because he always talks about after every project that he does, he always buys himself something nice.
And one thing about that,
I do too.
Yeah.
But not as nice as what Kevin Hart buys, but I like to give myself a little something. It's just something to look forward to.
I feel like we lined them up, and everybody knows all the wolves and scammers listen to The Breakfast Club, dropping the clues, bombs for all the thieves out there that enjoy our show. We appreciate you.
Usually when something like this happens, it is an inside job. Somebody that's been in your house,
Kev, watch all your plastic cup boys. They're tired of drinking our plastic cups. All right?
Shout out to Wayne.
They want your jewelry to pawn.
That ain't even funny, man.
Watch all of them, Kev.
Goodness gracious.
All right, now, Snoop Dogg, this was a beautiful thing. He's been married for 19 years.
Wow.
And he did an Instagram post. He did a throwback picture. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see him and his wife. It looks like they were going to the prom or something. But anyway, that's how he celebrated. Look at how cute they were when they were younger, too. And that they're together 19 years later. Now, he wrote 19 years today.
Congrats,
happy anniversary.
Man.
Been A1 from day one. Thanks for my kids.
See, this is what you got to do as a man, right? Like, I've been with my wife since 1998, since high school, okay?
That's almost as long as Snoop.
Yeah, but you got to count all them retroactive years. It don't matter that we only been married like two. I'm sorry. That don't even make sense.
Well, you got to count yours.
You got to, bro.
You got to count yours.
You got to.
I've been married 15 years, and I go 6 years before that.
You've been married 21 field. Years.
But if your anniversary for your marriage. Marriage is when you got married.
Nah. I'm counting all the retroactive years. It sounds better. How long y'all been married? Since 1998.
Since 19.
And then all those girls you was smashing in between come for. I didn't know you was married.
They were sleeping with married men.
This guy right here.
All
right,
Twitter has invested $70 million in SoundCloud. So that means the value of SoundCloud now has lifted to about $700 million.
Sheesh.
Now, according to Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, he said they've been great partners of ours over the years, and their community-supported approach mirrors ours in many ways. So they also have a streaming subscription that's going to compete with Spotify, Google Play, Apple Music, Tidal, and everything else. And they have all kinds of licensing deals already in place.
I don't even know what that means. That just means somebody's making a whole lot of money. Sounds like to me.
You know, a streaming service. SoundCloud now has a streaming service also.
Can't wait till I have $70 million to spend on something.
All right. And I don't know if you guys saw this footage, but David Banner somehow ended up in handcuffs after some type of issue that went down in D.C. on Sunday.
I'm sure it had something to do with the white man.
Well, it had something to do with actually the bouncer at the club. He said, "I got you, N-word. I got you. You a sellout. I got money." He allegedly also threw money and credit cards at the bouncer.
David Banner?
Yeah.
Yes, Banner, that don't sound like you, brother.
This video on TMZ.
No.
This video.
Not my righteous brother, David Banner, with the gray beard. He ain't out here throwing credit cards at people. That's when you really upset because you thought you had more cash in your pocket, but it's not enough to be disrespectful. Here's the credit card.
Now, the officer did try to break things up, and David Banner allegedly said, "I don't give a F about no police."
Yeah,
and then he got arrested for inciting a fight. They put him in a cop car and everything. So, shouldn't be such a big deal, but sometimes I don't know what the bouncer did.
I don't think he let his friend in, but they let Banner in, but not his people. So he came back to get his peoples, and they wouldn't let him in, and allegedly that's how it started.
Drop on the clues bombs for our new black leaders out here in these streets. Okay, we move a little different than Martin and Malcolm did, all right? Sometimes when we're trying to get in the club and they get disrespectful, we don't turn another cheek, we throw our credit cards.
If you throw change, is that like... terrible.
That just means you ain't got no cash. That's right. All that happened here in this situation. Banner didn't have as much cash in his pocket as he thought he did.
Yep.
So he probably pulled out $20 and like, this ain't disrespectful.
And I'm so sure he had to pick those credit cards up after you threw
You got to. That's the dumb part about it.
No, he ain't got
to
pick it up. People's got
to
pick it up.
No, I was thinking that too. Like, Banner, come on. You throw your credit card, then you got to go pick it up or send somebody to pick it up. You look silly.
Yo, make sure you get my card.
Can I get my card back? Thanks. And that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Jessica White will be joining us.
By the way, that's my homegirl. I've known Jessica White for a really long time, but she's like a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, Victoria's Secret.
She's definitely had some money and credit cards thrown at her before in her life.
Shut up.
We'll talk to her when we come back. She has a new show, right? What's the name of the show?
It's called Famously Single. Is that
Singly Famous?
Something like that.
Something about being famous and single. If you're dyslexic, it makes sense either way.
All right.
It's on E. It just debuted last night.
We'll kick it with her when we come back. Keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Noah from the Victoria's Secret fashion shows and also from Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit issue. She also was in the Jay-Z Change Clothes video as well. And John Legend.
Okay, all right. We'll let her talk.
Trey Song, Neighbors Know My Name.
Never. Jessica White is here.
Twice.
Hey, Jessica.
Never on time.
But Jessica White is here. Good morning.
No, good morning, guys. Today wasn't my fault, but no excuses. I'm really sorry. My Uber driver was 15 minutes late. I even stayed in the city.
So when the last time you had an orgasm squatting?
That's how we gonna start?
Oh, well, actually 2 weeks ago.
Really?
I was at the gym. It's consistent for me.
Wow, so that's your thing? Like you got like a piercing down there or something?
No, it's nothing like that. It's not even really sexual. It's just having control and then using my yoni egg and working out.
That could be kind of dangerous, though. Like, you go down for a squat, and you start orgasm, you start shaking, you could drop the weights on yourself.
You're so funny. It's not even, you're actually lying down when you're doing it. It's kind
squats?
Of like a, well, it's a
Do you want a demonstration?
Kind of...
This sounds like you do.
I mean, I just read squats, so I'm thinking.
No, it's you can do it a few different ways, but the ones I'm talking about is actually lying flat on your back and doing pull-ups with your thighs. Mm. So it's more so your bottom strength.
So do you ever exercise because you want to have an orgasm? Like, you know,
well,
this
started,
is my motivation.
It started actually 6 years ago when I was going through a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's how it starts.
You know, I started working out to release stress, and it just happened out the clear blue. And that's what I was trying to say.
Now you're addicted to working out.
Yes, I love it.
Dope.
Have you always been that skinny, or do you have to work
out? No, just my natural build. My father has the same body type.
Wow.
Yeah, Jessica has always been like beautifully thin, and she still has her curves and everything.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, always. Everyone asks if you have to like diet. No, I eat whatever I want.
So you're a beautiful woman. You're in shape. Why can't you find a man? Why are you on this show famously single?
Maybe, well, you know what? She might not be looking for a man. She might be looking for a woman.
People always assume you can't find a man. It might just be the men that you've been with just haven't been the right one.
Well, no, I've had really good men. I had the commitment issues, and I will push them away. And so that's the difference. I wanted to go on the show to kind of, because I never really talk about my personal life, and I keep a lot of things very quiet. But I wanted to go on and combat some of the rumors that I've never denied before.
Gotcha.
And then I end up going on the show and realizing that I had major commitment issues. And it's still a fear of mine, but conducive to the way I grew up. My sisters were married at like 18, 19.
Wow.
And that's kind of traumatizing, especially when they didn't have good relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was always fearful of, you know, like if I have the same blood flowing through my veins as them, maybe I could be that girl. So I'm going to start modeling, make a lot of money, and just, you know, live my life the way I want to and be in control of it. Mm-hmm. So it was more so a control thing. But I've had really amazing men. It was me that was the problem.
Now, do you like women? Because I seen in the promo that you were kissing Samaya Reese.
Mm-hmm.
What was that about?
We were just kissing.
Okay.
What do you mean just kissing? Are you a lesbian? Right.
No, I'm a woman that likes to have fun, and I'm very honest with people.
And I also saw on the show that you were also kissing Willis McGahee.
Yeah.
You're going to get herpes on your mouth if you keep doing that. You're going to get a type A cold sore if you just keep going around kissing
Shut
people.
Now, you didn't look at him and say, wow, because I was watching the first episode. He has 8 kids
and seven baby mamas.
Well, it was just to kiss guys. I didn't go and marry the guy.
No, of course not.
And that was one of the issues. Like, it was going to be fun, but y'all trying to get me out there. They're great people. They really are. Mm-hmm. But
you're too pretty to have a cold sore.
I wouldn't. Shut up. But I wouldn't consider, you know, being with someone who has 8 kids long term.
No. Just sex?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you a piece of advice. Don't kiss somebody with 8 kids. Just have sex with them.
You are so
just let them put
How
their
was
penis
it for
in you
living in a house with all those people?
Well, I grew up in a house of 13.
Ooh.
13.
But that was your family. These were kind of
But I'm extremely a loner even when I was with 13 people, so I know how to block people out.
Jeez.
And that was one of the biggest problems, because that's when I started realizing that I do have, like, I like being alone. I'm a loner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm socially introverted. So it was challenging. They took my cell phone away from me because I would be on the phone. And I was talking to the guy that I was in love with at the time quite often on the phone.
Where do you fall in that order of 13 kids?
I'm the youngest. I'm the baby.
Wow.
And you said you fell in love. So you fell in love a lot.
No, I've only been in love twice in my life.
Really?
Was that with Sean Penn and Nick Cannon?
That was, well, Sean, I love Sean, mm-hmm. But I wasn't in love with Sean. But I definitely learned a lot from him. He's in a
guy. We have a list of guys that you dated. I
mean, you don't have a list of
Just gracious, Charlamagne.
You tell me what you think. He's so stupid.
But no, definitely Sean Penn and Nick Cannon.
How do you know I dated Nick?
I read that somewhere. Well, actually, the interns did the research. I had no idea that you dated Nick. The interns did the research and said you dated Nick Cannon. It says, being that you dated Nick Cannon while he was separated, what were some of the difficulties dating a man that was legally married?
Damn.
She's looking like, where the intern at?
Where the intern at?
Right. Bitch, where is she?
He was a guy.
I think it was a guy.
Oh, same thing.
So you and Nick never dated?
No, we're friends.
Okay.
But John Legend, I saw that on the show.
Yeah, I did it, John.
You were in his video.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually pretty sexy because that was a great song. So.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful song.
Yeah, but his
song.
Wife now ain't going to like that. Every time that video comes out,
friends
like,
turning. No, I'm friends with
Chrissy.
That
was Chrissy. Way before
her. Yeah. It was years and years ago. Okay. He was like 26. This was his very first album.
I was surprised when I saw that you were on the show because I do look at you as a very private person.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, Jessica's going on the show. We get to see a little bit.
But you don't really get much. You just get to see my personality. And I think that was one of the goals for me, was for people to see that I'm really down to earth and chill, because I think everybody thinks I'm like this extravagant diva, and I'm really not mm-hmm. anything like that. You know that.
Yeah, I know
people
that.
People know that, who know me, but you have to get to know me first.
Jessica's actually really a fun person. We were in the Bahamas for a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Did you kiss her?
Listen, that's private. We said whatever happens in the Bahamas stays in the Bahamas.
Okay,
right. What about preference? Do you like white men over African American men?
I love really intelligent men in general. I'm a sapiosexual.
Yeah, so you said that.
Well, clearly, I wouldn't be your type. I don't even know what that means.
Now, for Emmy, explain for the people who don't know, what is a sapiosexual?
I'm just really, you can turn me on sexually by how smart you are.
Okay. I believe that, because you out here having orgasms and you squatting.
And that is definitely mental.
I quote Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav. You might all over yourself.
Just mine.
Now, you also said that when you meet a guy and you talk to him, you can tell if you want to f*** him immediately.
That's true.
But that's most women, though, right?
I think it's every single woman.
See, I've never felt like that, because I feel like I don't know. I might look at somebody and talk to them and be, okay, he's cool, but it takes me a little more time to feel like I know if I want to do that or not.
I know instantly.
How do you know?
Just by talking to you. Give me 10 minutes with talking to you, and then I know if we're going to have anything in common or not.
See, I be telling dudes don't talk, because I feel like as soon as we open our mouth, we ruin it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might see me and be like, damn, I want to have sex with him.
First and foremost, men are automatically thinking they want to screw you, too.
It doesn't really matter.
That's the first thing that they're looking at. They don't give two shits if you're smart or not. They don't care about that or your substance or your morals and your ethics. And
you've been hurt before.
No,
I can tell.
No, but she's true.
No, I haven't been hurt. Hello? I'm just being honest.
Oh, you got a real dad. Your dad put you on the
game. He's
early.
Very Malcolm X kind of guy. Mm-hmm. My brothers, they were like, listen, you don't fall in love until a man falls in love. And you have to be. You really have to be. My father, but my father died when I was very young. So my sisters and my brothers were very, very open and very blunt with me about how you deal with men. I've literally been in love twice. That's just not something I go around doing.
But you should never fall in love. Anytime you fall, you get hurt. Like if you was to walk out here right now and fall, you'd hurt yourself. You should grow in love with people.
I agree with that.
I don't like that term, fall in love.
I'm with that.
You just can't make yourself grow. I mean, if you fall, you can fall for a person. You don't want it to happen. It just happens.
Yeah, you fall for a person, but you don't fall in love.
I think you fall in love at first, and then you learn how to maturely live in it.
There you go. All right. We got more with Jessica White when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Encore Jay-Z. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have supermodel Jessica White in the building.
Now, dude, what happened that if you were in love two times that those situations didn't work out?
Well,
was it on you?
One was going through a divorce. And you know.
Salutin' Nick Cannon. What's up, my G? What's poppin'?
And you can't really Wildin' do much and with that. And the first one, we were very young and very overly passionate with each other.
Mm-hmm. What's that mean? Like having sex everywhere?
No, just, you know, he's got pride, I've got pride. We don't know how to communicate. We're both making a lot of money. He's on the road, I'm on the road. It just wasn't good timing. And I still really love him.
Mm-hmm. So would you rather date like a loser? Like somebody who isn't doing as much
losers.
As you?
I've dated losers. And then you find a problem with that because then they feel, you know, emasculated by the fact that
insecure.
You make more money than them. And it's, you know, it's a lose-lose situation. I think what you have to do is just organically allow the universe and God to bring you the right person. I'm not looking. I'm just, you know, having fun and loving my life until that person comes.
Your baby hairs are immaculate, by the way. Like,
oh,
I'm looking at your
you.
Edges, and I'm thinking, I was wondering, is that gel? But
no,
I'm like, no,
it isn't
real.
Gel.
Ooh, them some so immaculate stupid. Baby hairs. I thought Chili had them, but no. Jessica White might have the best baby hairs in the game.
You're and so you've still been singing, though, because I know you've been in the studio recording.
Yes,
so what's going
yes.
on with that?
Well, soon, my birthday, I'm actually going to release my first single that I wrote called Bipolar Love.
Bipolar
that
love.
That sounds okay. terrible. Like, that sounds like
you're
gonna
love
get
this
a
song.
Lot of people in trouble.
No.
Sounds very psychotic.
No.
It sounds like you broke some windows.
No, it's a beautiful song, actually. You're gonna really love it.
What's the premise of it?
It's kind of like urban rock.
All right.
Do you write it yourself?
Yeah, I wrote this song particularly myself. And Ryan Leslie helped me produce it. But I did a lot of the music myself with the band.
Oh, that's amazing. So are you planning on, like, going on tour, putting out a full album? Or
well, right now it's just putting it out there so people can get to love it and learn it and know that I'm a real artist. Mm-hmm. And then we'll take it from there. I just feel like I don't want to push anything down anybody's throat, especially coming from fashion. So it just has to be kind of organic, just like me. Just put it out there and let it live.
On the show Famously Single, you said you were in a relationship and you kept scratching for 2 years?
What?
You was itching?
I don't know what.
No, I said
scratch.
The 2 year itch.
The 2 year itch, yeah.
Yeah, she
okay.
says after
you
2 years.
You gotta read the whole thing,
y'all.
You're
dyslexic.
I don't remember.
I was
on the
scratching.
Show.
What the hell are you talking
but
about?
On the show, she said she has
right.
a 2 year itch, which means after 2 years of being in a relationship, she gets a little antsy.
Oh, I thought you were actually scratching.
Crab.
I thought you had crabs or something.
You gotta stop just reading the notes,
man. I thought you had bed bugs.
Oh,
I was like, why is she itching for 2 years? She don't not need to be talking to no man that's had her itching for 2 years.
You need to read or watch the damn show.
Don't just read the notes, sir.
So what's the 2 years? Like, you want to have sex with a guy after 2 years?
No. After what? 2 years, I start to, like, my commitment phobe comes out, and I'm ready to move on.
That is a personal problem. Have you ever gone to see a psychiatrist for that?
I just told you why. This is what the show is about. She okay. was my therapist, Dr. Darcy.
What are some things that you
so
learned about yourself besides you're a commitment phobe?
You being cheap.
What are some other things that you learned about yourself?
Well, I'm extremely sensitive, and that's another reason why I didn't want to actually stay too long in a relationship because my fear of being hurt.
Right.
Aww.
And I did open up myself one time to it, but like I said, I still love the guy, and that's like how strong it is, and that was 6 years ago.
Why are you so pessimistic? Like, why do you approach a relationship and feel like you're going to get hurt?
No, that's not being pessimistic. That's being fearful. Fear is based off of, you know, you being overly sensitive. I'm always optimistic going into any relationship, but I find that if I don't feel like it's going to go anywhere, then I'll depart from it. But like I said, I had great men. It was just me being, you know, scared to stay there.
You had a wall up.
Yeah.
But how do you know when it's not going to go nowhere? If it's you, that's afraid.
You don't. Well, that's the reason why I went on this show, because I had a pattern.
What's up with this guy who you were with 6 years ago, came back and was like, listen, let's really try to make this work. I see you've worked through some of your issues. Because I would assume now, after being on the show and trusting everybody with your innermost feelings and secrets and talking to a therapist, now if he's like, okay, I see you've learned a lot about yourself, let's give it another go around.
Yeah, I would totally have his babies.
Hey, wow. There we go.
Yeah. If he's listening, he knows who he is.
Yeah, but he can't trust Jessica. He's thinking Jessica crazy.
No, he's not.
Like, she was crazy before. She probably still crazy
now. Is bipolar
now.
Love about him?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. I saw you say once that you realized that you've never been on a bad date. You were always the bad date. So I feel like...
That was a joke, by the way.
No, you knew it was you.
No. I was just cracking jokes. I like saying smart like that.
She looked like she had a great first date I saw on the show. They showed a little snippet. That's how, when she told him she was a sapiosexual, and she's like, I know right now if I'm going to f*** you or not.
And what was his reply?
That's what I'm talking about.
No, but that was me having fun. A lot of the stuff on the show, you shouldn't really take me too serious, because I was just having fun.
Are you still doing modeling stuff, heavy?
No, because I'm trying to transition into acting and stuff, and I needed to take a break. My fans are really fanatic about me modeling, and it's really difficult for me to step out and do anything else besides that. So I just had to kind of just take a full break from it.
Is that why you changed your name on Instagram and Twitter?
Yes, that's exactly why. Because it gets caught up. I mean, I'm trapped in this body, the image of Jessica White and needing to...
You trans something?
...be an artist. And the world not allowing me to do... I just have to ignore him.
Yeah,
allowing
me to do it. Good job. Good job.
Right.
Okay, forgot. She said she was trapped in her body. I'm like, what does that mean?
You know what that means.
All right, we got more with Jessica White when we come back. Keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Don't Bryson Tiller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Jessica White in the building. She has a new show on E! Called Famously Single. Now, Charlamagne?
Let me ask you a question. You still practicing celibacy?
I'm celibate at the moment because I'm not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. What did that mean? You had sex this weekend, but as
she's
of today?
Squatting. No, honestly, I really haven't.
Really?
Since January.
If I could orgasm from having squats, I'd be celibate too.
You'd be celibate too? Yeah.
You think that's one of the reasons you're single though? Because like you tell guys you're celibate and they'd be like, oh, okay, on to the
I don't tell guys I'm celibate. I sleep with the guy that I'm, like, I care about. You know, I was in a relationship for a year and he was the only man that I was sleeping with. And we were very happy in that department.
So you're celibate until you meet a guy you want to have sex with?
And why did y'all break up?
It just didn't work out.
He cheated on you?
It just didn't work out.
Does that hurt a pretty girl's feelings when they get cheated on?
No, I think all men are going to cheat.
See, stop being so pessimistic. Men don't cheat.
You don't think that you could be with a man that would never cheat?
I do.
You think all men cheat?
I think the ones that I've come in contact with have. So that's the only thing I can go off of is what I've experienced.
Men don't cheat.
You've cheated on your girlfriend.
This narrative.
I'm sure you've cheated on your girlfriend.
Can we change this narrative that all men cheat? Men don't cheat.
Oh, really?
No.
So you've never cheated on your girlfriend?
You ain't got no cards to read me.
Okay.
Now, do you forgive and how many times? How many passes do you give?
Yeah, I've forgiven, of course.
How many passes? How many times?
Twice.
So that's how much you get in a relationship?
No, I'm telling you the time that I did get cheated on, I forgave twice and then walked away after. I was just like, and it was a little argument too. It wasn't even that big of a deal, but I had had enough. I realized
it built up to
me just being like, I'm done.
How did you catch him?
It was public.
Let me Google if Jessica White gets cheated on.
Shut up.
Hold on. Let me Google Jessica.
Have you ever cheated?
White.
I don't consider it cheating. What I did.
Double standard. Okay. Which I don't mind.
Yeah,
men
what
have
you
a
did,
lot of
Jess.
Them.
Okay, well, so my ex was actually in Ireland shooting a movie.
Wow.
Really?
This guy was on the beach doing something crazy. I'm like, whoa.
What was that music?
I don't
Sports
know. I thought I was just going to the beach like this. I was like, whoa. Wow.
Okay, your man was in Ireland.
Okay, Sean Penn was in Ireland.
You are so the worst, Angela. All right. Katie Couric. And then I had my ex who I loved.
Oh, boy.
But he was like my boyfriend prior to Sean.
Mm-hmm.
He came back in the picture while Sean was gone. So I didn't necessarily consider it cheating.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that, no, you know what, though? It's something to that. It's not cheating if it's with a long-time ex.
That's what I'm saying.
Or a baby mama or somebody who used to be your wife.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that is, there's something to that.
That's not considered cheating?
No, that's not what we just, we connected.
That's it. Y'all reconnected.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with
and
that.
Nothing happened? It was just
oh,
a
no,
picture.
A lot of stuff happened there.
Wow.
Jessica, that is cheating.
No, it's not.
Yes,
no.
It is.
No.
Did you tell your man you was cheating?
He had no idea. He did not know what he didn't know. Well, now he does, but.
Yeah, it's cheating if it's new penis.
Right. Now, you know, see, man? And it wasn't. Technically, this guy had my heart.
So what happened if your man did that to you? You're dating somebody, he goes and get his old vagina.
Sean Penn had sex with Madonna.
I would have sex with Madonna, so he should.
Oh, okay.
You seem like such fun. I don't know why you don't got no man. You know people going to see this show because the title famously single. They be like, damn, why Jessica ain't got no man?
Right. And that's exactly why I did it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I did
it. Who did you connect with in the house the most?
What do you mean by connect?
Just Iris. As far as somebody that you still would keep in contact
Samaya,
with.
Samaya, definitely. I love her. She's a sweetheart.
I saw that first episode, though. She was getting into it.
Did y'all have sex or y'all just kissed?
No, it was just kissing.
In the bathtub, naked. It's just kissing, though.
Just kissing.
Why Samaya Reese, though? I mean, I like Samaya, but
well,
why?
Like I said, Samaya, she's smart.
It was either her or Aubrey O'Day.
Either her or Aubrey O'Day?
Or Brandy Glanville.
Were you bored? Like, were you sitting in the house bored?
Well, you definitely get bored, so yeah.
Nothing but alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get bored.
So basically with you, it's just all about time and opportunity.
No, that's not what it's about.
Would you date somebody shorter than you?
I have. I've dated someone
shorter than tall women love short men for some reason.
I don't know about
you
that.
You would prefer a taller man, I'm sure.
Definitely. Back my father my day, was 6'3".
Back in my day, before I was a committed individual, 5'10 or better, I climb a tree.
Yeah.
I climb a tree. Stupid. This guy's a jerk. And when did this show come on?
Last Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Tuesday night. Okay.
So the debut was on last night on E.
Yeah.
Any more reality TV?
No.
That's it for
that's
you?
That's it? It's a wrap?
You kind of upset you did it, aren't you?
Yes.
You are?
Wow. I am.
Because I thought that too, because like you have a career. I'm not going to front. When I heard that you were doing reality TV, I was like, I don't remember Jessica falling off.
Yeah, no. I signed a contract with E, and we've been developing shows together. And it was, okay, how am I going to be introduced to the network?
Oh, yeah, that boss. I hate when networks do that. Like, you're Jessica White. You don't have
know,
to be introduced
but it was just something we kind of just did. And when I had a clause saying that I would or would not do it come, you know, the time of the show when I had to leave. And by that time, I was going through a breakup and it kind of just emotionally fit in everything that I was going through at that time. So I just went with it.
I will say on the debut episode, you didn't do anything that was at all embarrassing.
No, I don't do anything that's embarrassing throughout the show. Like, that's just not really, I wasn't out there acting and I'm not calculated like that. So, and I had never done reality TV show before.
You seem pretty chill.
Yeah.
And you seem like smarter than yourself, that.
So. Just having, I was just in my own little world, really.
I wasn't disappointed because I was like, you know, I know Jess, I know she's not going to be on there getting caught up in anything.
No, never.
The Breakfast Club is Jessica White.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, we told you about Lil Wayne suffering from 2 seizures. He had 2 emergency landings on his private jet when he was going from Milwaukee back to the West Coast. Well, he's back on the road. He's not going to slow down at all after he got treated for those seizures. Now, he, according to some sources, they're saying that he was ingesting an extraordinary amount of lean in those hours leading up to his seizures.
That'll do it.
They said during the after party, he was going in and he got hospitalized. Now, he had said that he doesn't drink lean anymore because of his seizures, his epilepsy, but I guess he has been. So he's going to have to figure out how to deal with that.
Doesn't make sense at all.
I don't know if any of that is true, but you can't afford to relapse when you got kids. Okay,
right.
That promethazine and codeine cannot be better than watching your seeds grow.
And we don't know if this is true. Clearly, this is just eyewitness accounts, you know. But according to TMZ, one onlooker said that Lil Wayne downed 3 bottles of promethazine codeine syrup just by himself in the club.
Now, I'm going to be honest. I don't believe stories like that simply because how the hell you know how many bottles of lean
you know what it is? They see the double cup and they automatically assume what's inside.
Yeah, and you know everybody exaggerates something. Hey, I saw Lil Wayne pouring some lean. That's the first story. Second story, I saw Lil Wayne pour 2 bottles of lean in his cup. That's the second story. By the third story, I seen Lil Wayne drink 3 whole bottles of lean.
Right, so we don't know if that's true or not, but that is what an eyewitness told TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sean.
Never trust a black eyewitness, by the way.
Sean Penn had was recently given an interview, and it was in an interview magazine, and he was talking about his son, Dennis Hopper, and he said he was talking about his son, and he was saying how his son is named Hopper Penn, and he's talking about Dennis Hopper, but he was saying what he really wanted to do was name his son Steak. He wanted to name his son Steak, yes, because he loves steak so much. Yeah. He said his mom was never going to go for it, so he named his son Hopper Penn.
That's dope. He'll be a hit on Steak and BJ there.
What's your favorite food? Would you name your son after your favorite food? You have a daughter coming.
Right. No, I wouldn't name
What's
my daughter.
What's your favorite food?
Shrimp.
I definitely would
shrimp.
Not.
That was your name.
I definitely would not name none of my children Chick-fil-A, and definitely wouldn't name them Popeye's chicken and nigga cookies.
I wouldn't. Lobster. I wouldn't.
Steak.
I love seafood, so.
Steak wouldn't be such a terrible name.
That's a horrible name.
That's a word.
That's a horrible nickname.
Steak.
Hi,
steak.
My name's Steak.
You look like a steak. I just want to eat you up. All right, now
that
this
sounds
was
kind of sexy, though. I mean, that could work for you.
This was some exciting news for me when I read about this, because one of my favorite shows is returning to HBO after 5 years.
What show is this?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
Now, if you know me, you know I've seen every single episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm ever. This is, of course, with Larry David, the creator of Seinfeld. So now he is coming back. So I'm excited. You guys don't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Of course I watch Curb.
That was some exciting news for me when I read that. And Kevin Hart, we told you earlier, his house got robbed, $500,000 worth of jewelry, clothing, watches, all of that. Now, y'all felt like when Kevin Hart was up here, perhaps...
We lined him up a little bit.
Here's what he said on The Breakfast Club. Yeah. You always buy yourself a present after you do a big project.
Yes.
So what did you buy yourself?
I'm a watch guy, man. I'm watch. Each watch goes with a movie. I've been to the watch.
How many watches?
Like a boss. Spend
watches,
time on your time.
How many watches are you at?
I got
40?
Like 35. But each watch goes with a project.
You know what your first watch is you ever bought?
100%.
What is it?
Submariner. Rolex Submariner. Still have it? Yeah. To this day.
We lined him up. We lined him up a little bit, because if you a wolf and you sitting at home and you hear him say he got 35 watches, you're doing the math. You say he only got two wrists. I'm sure he only wears one watch. So that's 34 watches just sitting at home in his crib right now.
Man, yeah. We're sorry. Well, anyway, he has surveillance cameras everywhere, and he has 2 security gates. So feels like they should figure out who did it.
Absolutely.
I got a feeling that Kev is going to be out one day, and he's going to look at Naeem or Spank's wrist, and he's going to say, man, that watch looked familiar. All right? Sounds like an inside job to me. Watch your plastic cup, boys, Kev.
And that is your rumor report.
Spank look like he's still.
Oh, stop it, man.
I'm Angela Yee.
This guy here. All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that down to?
Yo, what if T.K. Kirkland did it?
Yo, that would be crazy.
Yo.
That would be crazy.
What if T.K.'s back on his BS?
T.K. ran up in the crib and...
Drop one of Clues Bombs to T.K. Kirkland. He back on his BS. Okay. Wow. That's my guy, T.K.
Don't put that out there. T.K. good money.
Stop it. He don't do that no more.
You going to tease Donkey or what?
If you want me to tease your donkey.
Oh,
it's my donkey. Okay, I'll tease my donkey.
Go ahead.
Listen, love, baby. I keep telling y'all, that's been the theme of the week. We need to spread love. We need more love, less hate. And this story is a prime example of that. It is a pastor in Sacramento named Roger Jimenez who needs to come to the front of the congregation. We would like to have a word with him.
Would it be
Roger
Jimenez?
What?
What did I say? Jimenez?
Yeah, Jimenez.
Why the hell would your name be Jimenez and you spell it J-I-M-I-N-E-Z?
Because in Spanish, they pronounce J's like
Well, you know what?
Leave him alone.
Now, ain't no leaving alone.
Leave him alone.
I need to know why. If your name's Jimenez, spell it like Hemi.
How you spell Jose?
How you spell Hemi?
How you spell Jose?
J-O-S-E. You know why I know that?
You don't say Jose.
You know why I know that? Because Fat Joe named his album Jealous Ones, Still Envy, J-O-S-E, Jose. All right? 90% of what I've learned from rap music, people, and I'm proud of
that. Now you should know Jimenez has the same rule as Jose.
Yes.
Okay. Roger Jimenez.
When we come back, keep it locked at the Breakfast Club. Good morning. This guy.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey.
Yeehaw.
Okay. Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, June 15th goes to a pastor in Sacramento named Roger Jimenez. I said it right?
Close enough.
Ha ha.
You sound great.
Jimenez. Now, this Baptist preacher was giving a sermon at Verity Baptist Church and had some terrible things to say about the Orlando nightclub shooting that killed 50 people. Now, we all know by now that Pulse nightclub was a gay nightclub, right? That's no secret.
We know, yes.
Okay, that's no secret. But like I've been telling y'all all week, the sexual orientation of these people doesn't matter to me. Hate is hate, evil is evil, and wrong is wrong. I don't care who or what those people in that club were. What happened to them was tragic, period. But for some, what those people in that club's sexual orientation was matters. It matters how they feel about the situation. And Pastor Roger Jimenez is one of those people. Are you ready to be pissed off this morning, ladies and gentlemen? Well, let's go to CBS Sacramento 13 for the report.
Locally, a Sacramento Baptist preacher issued extreme and troubling comments in a videotaped sermon, actually praising the Orlando club attacks.
Hey, are you sad that 50 pedophiles were killed today? No, I think that's great. I think that helps society. You know, I think Orlando, Florida is a little safer tonight. As Christians, should we not be mourning the death of these 50 vile, perverted predators? I wish the government would round them all up, put them up against a firing wall, put a firing squad in front of them, and blow their brains out.
Okay.
Wow. I can't believe that.
Where do we begin? I mean, so many things wrong with what Pastor Roger Jimenez said. I mean, matter of fact, we're just going to call him Rotten Roger from now on. I can't call that man a pastor. Only pastor I acknowledge is Pastor Young. Jeezy, that is. And Pastor Carl Lynch. Salute my brother Carl. But Roger, you said 50 pedophiles, right? 50 predators. Where they at, though? Okay, I knew Pulse was a gay nightclub, a place for the LGBT community to congregate, but I didn't hear anything about it being a nightclub for pedophiles. Pedophiles and homosexuals are two different things, right? Or you can be...
100%.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Just making sure. Do they even have pedophile clubs? Is it a place where those who love underage flesh come to party? Okay.
I wouldn't know.
Hey, well, if it is, I'm with them. Blow the building up, okay? If that was the case, Rotten Roger, I would be with you. Death to all pedophiles. Line them up, blow their brains out like you said. But they're not pedophiles, okay? They're not predators. This isn't the case. This was a gay nightclub last time I checked, okay? And last time I checked, being gay wasn't a crime. And this is one of the reasons I'm spiritual and not religious, okay? Some religious people are the most contradictory human beings you will ever meet. On one hand, they will point to scriptures like Matthew 7:1-5, which says, do not judge, or you too will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Or they'll go to Luke 6:37-42 and says, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. I don't understand how those scriptures can be in the Bibles that people preach from all the time. And they ignore those scriptures, okay? I've been telling y'all all week, hate is the root to all of these issues. And believe it or not, the same hate Omar Martin had when he went in the Pulse nightclub and killed all those people is the same hate that Rotten Roger has. The kind of hate that has no sympathy, no empathy, and absolutely no remorse for whatever it's hating on. Because Rotten Roger didn't even think this through, okay? Bad enough these people have been murdered, but you labeled them pedophiles and predators? How are you the predator, but you got hunted down and killed? Only person you should have been condemning in your sermon was Omar Mateen, okay? But like I always tell y'all, we live in the era where people treat the victims of the crime like the perpetrator of the crime, okay? You're treating the murdered like the murderer, which makes no sense to me, okay? Rotten Roger, pastors aren't supposed to spread hate. They're supposed to spread love, especially when the problem we are dealing with is hate, okay? I don't know if you know or not, Rotten Roger, but sermons are supposed to help us solve problems, not continue them. And I know you offer the solution of lining all the gay people up and blowing their brains out, but no, that's not how any of this works.
At all, period.
Okay, that's not how any of this works. You should be spreading the message of love, Roger. Remember Proverbs 10:12, where it says, hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers all wrongs. Love, love, love! How about 1 John 4:19-20, where it says, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. Love, love, love. You hear me, Rotten Roger? In the words of Albert Einstein, you can't solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. I repeat, you can't solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. Give Roger Jimenez the biggest hee-haw, please.
I can't believe he has a congregation. I can't believe people sit there
really
and listen to him.
It's disappointing to me that people in this world still think
crazy.
Like that.
I mean, how can you sit there and listen to the guy and call out your pastor?
And if you're still part of his congregation, give yourself a hee-haw as well.
Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, ask Yi. If you need relationship advice, you can call Yi right now, 800-585-1051. She'll put you live on the air and help you with your problems. All right, call her right now, 800-585-1051. Here's Kent Jones. Don't mind. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Ludacris. What's your fantasy? Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
What's up? This is Kanisha.
Kanisha, what's your question
Kalisha.
For you?
So I've pretty much been dealing with a guy off and on since I was 16. I work morning shift, he worked night shift, and we never talk. And I mean, he's wanting to move in together and stuff next year, but within a month's process, we probably speak to each other 2 times. And I'm just trying to see if it's worth holding on to.
That's not your boyfriend. Y'all talk 2 times a month?
Exactly.
Why does he want to move in with you? Does he just need a place to stay?
No, he has his own place. I have 2 sons, and he has a son that he's trying to get custody of right now. So I know he works, like, within a week, he works 60 to 80 hours a week. And I get that, but it's like, dang, you don't have enough time to call me at least once a day. But when we do talk and when we are around each other, everything is perfect. I have no complaints about this man outside of the fact that we don't talk to each other.
Here's a couple of things here. First of all, no to twice a month and then trying to move in. Now, you say when you're together, there's no complaints, but are you in love with him?
I'm confused.
If you
feel
were in love
like,
with him,
no,
you would
really.
Know. If you were in
I
love with him.
I feel like I am, but I'm not in love with our communication skills.
Here's the issue is that y'all both have kids, and you don't want to throw kids in the middle of a mix of something that you're confused about. So my recommendation to you is let him know, here's the issue, and this is why I feel like we can't move in together. Oh, we don't even communicate enough. I only talk to you 2 times a month, and I don't feel like we're at that level. Now, if you feel like you want to put forth that effort within the next 6 to 9 months and really show me that this is a real relationship and how this is going to work and make that effort to see me, speak to me, do more, then that's something we can consider. But until I feel more comfortable, I'm not putting myself or my children or your child in that situation.
Right.
Yeah, that's great
that's
advice.
That's understandable. It really is. Thank you.
Hey, that's great advice. But the truth to the matter is, you're really just a jump off that he smashes every now and then. That's the truth to the
but
matter.
But the thing is, we don't even have sex when we're around each other. Oh. So that can't be it.
Okay, now you do not want to live with somebody you don't even have sex with. That's
sex
not
with
your man.
Man.
Y'all are like cool. That's all.
It's mentally stimulated.
You guys are just friends.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan, what's your question for you?
So my question is, why do guys always have to pay for everything? How long before a girl really needs to offer to pay for something?
That's a good question, Yee.
All right, now, are you going on a lot of first dates?
I've been on a few, I would say, yeah.
All right, so usually on a first date, if you ask a girl out, then yes, you should pay for her because you're trying to make a good impression on a woman. I do feel like once you've been dating for some time, you know, a little bit of time, then the woman should be offering to pay or at least go Dutch or pay for you sometimes. But if you're going on a lot of first dates, that's just what it is. Are you
okay.
are you in a relationship?
Not now, no.
Well, you know, being single and dating is expensive.
Well, that was really my question. Yeah, how long before she really should offer to pay to go out on, like, a bunch of first dates? Or you go out on a bunch of dates?
The way that I am, on a first date, I'm not going to offer to pay, but I might say, okay, I got you next time if you took me out on a date. And, you know, I do feel like for men, a lot of times, it's weird to me if a guy doesn't want to pay or tries to go Dutch. That's not a good first impression to me because I do feel like a man should be trying to impress me. I do feel like if a woman asks you out on a date, then she should pay. If you're the one asking for dates, then you should pay. If she asks you on a date, then y'all could go Dutch or she could pay for you. But if that's a real issue for you, I just want to say that's why being single sometimes is not the move if you don't feel like spending all that money. Now, I do feel that after y'all have gone out on some consecutive dates, if she doesn't offer to pay, then that should be something that y'all have to figure out and discuss. Some women feel like they should never have to pay for anything. Because I know women like that. Some women feel like men should offer to pay for their bills, offer to pay for their hair, offer to pay for everything.
He don't sound like he got it, though. He sounds like he's struggling a little bit.
No, I'm not struggling. I just don't like to spend my money on women for no reason.
And
I'm
going to tell you
And by no reason, he means vagina.
Yeah, for no reason. What's a good reason? And let's just be clear this now. Guy. Women still don't make the same amount of money that men make. For every dollar that y'all make, we make about 70 cents.
That's why y'all should pay, though.
No, it's not. Because, that's why you pay.
Because the more you give, the more you get. So
good luck, bro.
All right.
Get you a girlfriend if you don't want to keep on spending money for no reason.
Or go to cheaper places.
Go for a walk in the park.
There you go. Ask 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, call her right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Designer Panda. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you can call her. Hello, who's this?
Lily.
Hey, Lily. What's your question for Yee?
The question is, how do I get baby mama drama out of my life?
Oh. Okay, what's the problem with the baby mom?
We have full custody of my stepson, which is my son, I think. She pretty much doesn't have any reason to harass or bother any one of us, but she just continues to find ways to do it, and she constantly sending pictures to my husband of herself. Anytime that she does have my son, she thinks that's a reason to text him late night, and nothing he says. He can tell her, leave me alone, don't call my phone, speak to my wife, I don't want nothing to do with you. She'll start harassing me. Mm-hmm. And she'll send me nasty messages. She'll tell me that, you know, to send him back to her. I mean, she lives in this fantasy world, and it's just like, I've had it. Like, I don't want to get physical with her because I'm way older than her, and I don't want to stoop down to her level, but it's like, what do I do?
And you know for a fact that your husband is doing the right thing. He is not entertaining this woman. He does not want her in his life. He's not. You don't have no inkling of a feeling like he's messing with her.
No, because since even in court, when we went to court and we got full custody, he made it clear to the judge, like, I do not want her to have my number. It's a history of harassment. I don't want her to harass me in any way, shape, or form. Let her speak to my wife. Maybe women could deal with it better because me and her, it doesn't work. Since then, and she's relentless, like, she won't give up. The most recent picture was sent yesterday.
Okay, now, here's what I'm going to say. She clearly is doing this because she's trying to break y'all up. She's trying to cause issues in your relationship. And it is causing some issues, right?
It is. It's making it very difficult for me in every way because now she's getting to my son. My son's now 7 years old. We've had him since he was 3. And she's, like, pouring stuff into his head about me. And that's the part that hurts my heart because I'm his mom, technically. You know, I'm raising him. I'm doing everything for him. But whenever he sees her, he comes back to me with all these questions. And she even told him that I homewrecked their house and I broke up their family.
Well,
I don't know.
That's an awful, hurt, bitter woman. Now, I'm going to give you some advice on this situation because I've seen this actually happen to a lot of people where outside forces are trying to interfere with what you have going on at home because I would assume everything else is good with you and your man.
It is.
Do not let this miserable person interfere with your relationship. Be very supportive of your man throughout this process and make sure he's supportive of you as well. Make sure that you let him know that you're aware that he's doing what he's supposed to do and she's the one that has an issue. You don't ever want to make it that everything that she's doing is affecting your relationship because that is her goal. That is her mission.
It has been. It really has been because it's sometimes I feel like leaving him at times, and that's the honest
truth. You need to let him know, baby, look, I know you are doing everything that you can do. I know that this woman, and this is going to pass in some time. Maybe she needs to get herself a man and move on with her life. Clearly, she's not happy, but don't let that affect you. You let him know, I support you, and we're going to get through this together. When your son comes home, you let him know how much you love him. You treat him exceptionally well. Any questions that he has, you answer it. You let him know, listen, you know, your father has moved on, and obviously I love you. He loves you. Your mother loves you as well, but she's just mad at me. So anything that she tells you, just know that she's doing that because she's mad at me, and it has nothing to do with you. Everybody loves you, you know, to the utmost, and I'm sorry that you have to hear things like this, but, you know, if there's ever anything you want to talk to me or communicate with me about, I'm here to help you and any questions that you might have. But what you have to do is be strong in your relationship and with your man so that you can keep that outside force out of your life.
Yes, okay.
Just remember, you and your husband are a team. You guys are a team.
Yeah, I know. He tells me that all the time. He's like, it just really got to me because just the other day she sent a picture to him and it was, you know, not appropriate. And it was just too much. And he's like, you know, I don't even know how she had my number because he doesn't give her his number.
All he's guilty of is making a bad decision of who he dated before you.
Right, exactly.
You know, and I'm sure it's frustrating to him, but don't let your relationship break down because of it. Y'all got to stick together on this.
Thank you.
If anything, let it make your relationship stronger.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Will do.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you have a question for Yee, you can always call her or email her, breakfastclubam@gmail.com. Now, Yee.
Yes.
We got rumors coming up?
Yes, we are going to talk about Kevin Hart. Unfortunate situation, what happened with him. You guys feel partly responsible up here. Also, Trey Songz, he had a pool party similar to what Drake did, and things got a little crazy. And Designer talks about being a bad kid. Panda.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Designer recently did an interview, and he talked about some things that happened to him when he was younger in Brooklyn. Now he was
younger. He's 19.
Genius. He said he was a bad kid. And when I say younger, I mean he was 14 years old when mm-hmm. this happened. He talks about being in the streets. Check it out.
I ain't gonna lie, like I was a bad kid. I got hit in my hip, and it just was like, it was a little bit of blood, and that little bit of blood, I wasn't no serious in and out. I was in the hospital 10 minutes, okay. 30 minutes, you feel me? But it was just that moment that really said, yo, mind your business.
Right.
I knew I wasn't supposed to be there. See my moms and hear my moms pass out at work, it wasn't pleasant, you feel me? It hurt my heart.
Hey, Designer, keep that story to yourself, man. You from Brooklyn. I can go to East New York Pink House Projects and find a 14-year-old with a way worse story than that.
Well, but he was saying shot. He was only 14 years old.
As a 14-year-old with seven bodies in Pink House Projects
his life.
Right now.
That's what he was saying. He didn't want to be out there. He's saying that's when I knew I wasn't supposed to be out there. It was at that moment. He said, mind your business.
He got grazed and, yeah, it changed his life. He didn't want to get shot. He didn't want
to
be
dead.
That's
good. I'd rather he not go out there and have to kill seven people to realize it's not for him.
Salute to the young man in the Pink House Projects right now with seven bodies and he's 15 years old.
No.
Don't even have a license.
Don't shout out to him.
Why would you shout that out?
Because I want him to get his life together. Say a prayer for him.
We want you to do better. But Life of Designer is coming out later this year. Now, Trey Songz recently had a huge pool party, kind of similar to what happened at Drake's house, because all these girls are fighting. I don't know if you guys saw this footage, this video footage.
Yes, yeah,
but there was definitely a girl fight at the pool party. Now, there were 700 people there, including Kevin Durant was there.
There you go, Charlamagne.
Yeah, there you go. If you have Revolt TV,
the videos
you can
are
see the girls
all
fighting.
Of y'all got the same cheap weave, the same outfits from Rainbow. Why is y'all fighting?
I'm glad I don't have a cheap
what
weave.
What y'all fighting over?
Shout out to her imports.
Y'all don't even have to fight over this, all the guys there. They'll run trains on you. They'll share.
Stop it.
You ain't say you ain't go to Rainbow, though.
All right, so, yeah, it's a shame. Ladies, y'all can't be going to these pool parties fighting in your bathing suits when everybody's putting you on Snapchat and on the gram doing that. Don't do that.
Let the hoes fight.
All right. Omar Mateen, now there's more things that happened with him. They're saying that he had his own profile up on Grindr, and he also was on different websites trying to date people. He used Adam for Adam, and he would send shots of his penis out to different men, but he would never show
that
his
so
face.
That is so stupid.
And what's Grindr? Grindr's a...
Oh, don't act like you don't know what Grindr is.
I don't know what Grindr is.
I seen Sir E on Grindr.
You ain't seen Sir E. You ain't seen Sir E.
Sir E.
And what was you doing on Grindr?
Somebody Sire. Told me you was on
no,
there.
Shut
I
up,
said,
man.
No.
Shut up.
I said, DJ no, MB. Not my guy.
Shut up,
Sir E.
Well, was he on Adam for Adam? Yeah, so apparently he just had a lot of different issues about being into men and not really wanting to face it. And he definitely was reaching out to different men and all of that. But I guess he was struggling with his sexuality.
He needed a boyfriend.
For quite some time.
That's all it was at the end of the day. If he had a boyfriend, this probably could have been prevented.
The FBI is now investigating his potential activity and all of that. Now, Kevin Hart, we told you about his house getting broken into. $500,000 of items went missing. Well, I just was looking at his Instagram. And just 1 minute ago, he posted himself running. He said, I just tune out the BS. I swear I have the best angel in the world, a.k.a. my mother, Nancy A. Hart, R.I.P. Mom. I always put things in perspective, people. Material items can be taken away at any time, but a positive outlook and understanding of life and what's really important can never be compromised in the Hart household. I have what I value the most, which is my family and my health. Thank you for all of your support and prayers. We are good people. I love y'all for loving me.
Kev's absolutely right. But
that was beautiful. He just posted that.
We know you're not home right now, Kev. You're running.
No, it could be an old picture.
He'll go back to his house.
He's lining you up again. See?
Stop it.
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right.
He's right.
Ms.
It is
Yee.
Just material things, though. He does have his health. Thank goodness nobody was hurt.
Now, shout out to Revolt TV. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something at DJ MV 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.